Governor Walker has declared a statewide state of emergency after a week of storms and flooding left severe damage across the state, from La Crosse and Coon Valley to Grafton and Green Bay. While some rivers are still expected to rise, a break in the rain is giving crews a chance to do some cleanup and rebuilding. The governor made his declaration after touring flooded areas in the western part of the state. His order says that the state stands ready to, quote, provide any tools and resources necessary to impacted communities. Andrew Beckett is a public information officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
We hear the term state of emergency on the news a lot, but what we don't hear as much about is what it really means in concrete terms. Now that one has been declared for all of Wisconsin, what changes?
Well, a state of emergency essentially directs all state agencies to provide assistance to local governments, so they have access to the resources they need in order to work on the response and recovery efforts that are needed in their areas. That includes stuff like providing access to sandbags more easily, coordinating aerial photography of areas where flooding has taken place, and working with volunteer groups who may want to provide shelter for displaced families or assist with cleanup areas in those areas. So it really is intended to kind of help speed up the process of getting assistance to those areas that are in bad need of it.
We have a lot of communities and a lot of individuals and businesses that have been affected. So how are priorities set, and do we know what the priorities are right now?
Well, the State Emergency Operations Center has been stood up since last week when the flooding first hit western Dane County. So, I mean, we've been actively working since then. Priority areas are pretty much any area that's actively dealing with dangerous flooding right now, such as those located along parts of the Baraboo and Kickapoo Rivers as they run through southwestern Wisconsin. The state's been in constant contact with emergency officials in those communities to make sure any requested resources are getting sent out as quickly as possible. We also continue to respond to requests for help in regards to the severe storms that swept through east central Wisconsin on Tuesday, producing at least 8 confirmed tornadoes and flash flooding in those areas. Governor Scott Walker's been touring many of those communities today, along with Wisconsin Emergency Management's administrator and the adjutant general, so they can have a better idea of the road to recovery that lies ahead for the people living in those areas. Like I said, the National Weather Service has confirmed at least 8 tornadoes so far that touched down as a result of Tuesday's line of severe weather. Those were in Fond du Lac, Dodge, Calumet, and Manitowoc counties. The National Weather Service is still surveying other potential locations, so that number could rise in the days ahead.
What goes into the decision to declare a state of emergency? What factors have to be in place?
We look at a number of issues in terms of the scope of the damage that's taken place. The immediate need for assistance to get out there is an important factor as well. We really want to make sure that resources are getting out to the communities that need them as quickly as possible, and having that state of emergency in effect essentially means that that process can begin moving faster.
How common is it for a state of emergency to be declared for the entire state?
In terms of historically speaking, I can't remember the last time that one was declared, but they do come up from time to time when you have serious incidents like this that have affected a wide range of areas. I mean, we have many counties across the state that have been touched by the weather systems that have come through in the last week and a half. So in a situation like that, it makes sense to kind of move forward with such a statewide declaration because you have so many resources that are needed and the ability to make sure that they get out as quickly as possible.
Andrew Beckett is a public information officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management. We're talking about the statewide state of emergency that Governor Walker has declared. And Andrew, Wisconsin has a break in the rain today, a welcome break, but that doesn't mean the flooding goes away. What are the dangers that you're looking out for now?
Well, we continue to watch areas that may have standing water on roads or in the floodplain areas. I mentioned the rising water levels on the Baraboo and Kickapoo Rivers. Those are still very dangerous situations for communities that are situated along those areas. Those waters can move very swiftly and cause great amounts of damage to both homes, businesses, and public infrastructure as well. And they're also a danger to people who are out in those areas. We have roads that are closed due to damage or flooding, and people need to make sure that they're staying out of those waters, not attempting to drive through them. I mean, one of the biggest risks we face with any sort of flash flooding situation is people who decide to try and drive through waters. We saw it when there was flooding in Madison a week ago, where people tried to drive through the waters and their vehicles got stuck. The one individual who lost his life after getting stuck in flood waters. If you encounter standing water, even if it's stationary, it's not actively moving, it's never safe to drive through it. You have no idea what road conditions may look like beneath the surface. You can quickly get yourself into a dangerous situation if you attempt to enter that water. Turn around, don't drown. Find another route, find a different way to get where you need to be, or wait until the water recedes before you move forward.
Well, and certainly one of the best ways is to avoid those areas in the first place. Where are some of the biggest closures that people should just stay out of the area of?
Anywhere, many of the roads that are along the watershed of the Baraboo and Kickapoo Rivers are areas where there's damage. We still have some damage to Highway 14, for example, near Black Earth from the rains last week. The easiest way for people to know information about what roads may be closed is to check 511wi.gov. That's the State Department of Transportation's road condition website, where they can get information on routes that are closed, road closures in their area or elsewhere in the state if they might be traveling this weekend for the Labor Day holiday. They may need to know in advance what conditions are like where they're going.
And what would need to happen, Andrew, for Wisconsin to get emergency aid from the federal government?
That's a process that will be ongoing, and it's something that the state will be looking at and Governor Walker will be looking at in the weeks ahead. This is a still very active response to a lot of the flood damage that's been going on, storm damage that's happened in recent days. Until we're out of the immediate effect of danger, assessments can't really begin. So it's very difficult to predict what type of aid the state might be able to seek, what it might qualify for, until we really kind of begin to collect those damage estimates. The important thing for people who live in these flood-affected areas is to collect their damage information, talk to their insurance agent and see what's covered and what's not covered, and then report that information by calling 211. That service is collecting information in many counties across the state, or will be able to direct you to the local agency that's collecting information. And that helps with the process of getting an idea of what kind of damage is out there, so that when the state begins the process of reviewing that damage, we have a better idea of what exists.
And as we begin to wrap up, Andrew, is there anything else you want to be sure people know if they're in an area that is dealing with flood or storm damage?
I mean, I would definitely mention again the avoid areas where there might be water standing on roadways. Never drive through those. And then also, if you are dealing with flood damage, reach out to 211. They are collecting that information, but they might also have access to local resources, volunteer organizations that are providing assistance to homeowners who are dealing with flood recovery. You might be able to find help with getting areas cleaned out that were affected by floods, or if you need help sandbagging and you're in one of those areas, they might have information on volunteer resources for that as well.
Well, Andrew, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed.
Happy to do so.
That was Andrew Beckett. He was talking with us about what a statewide state of emergency means for areas recovering from a week of flooding and storm damage.